Tape script 3.5. Listen and check. Text 1. Helen Keller.
Helen Keller's deafness and blindness were caused by a severe illness when she was a baby. Her parents didn't know what to do, and they found it difficult to control their growing daughter. One day, they were told about a brilliant young teacher called Anne Sullivan. She came to work with Helen, and very firmly and patiently taught her that every object had a name. Eventually, Helen was offered a place at university. After this, she toured the world helping people like herself. In 1962, the story of her life was made into a film, The Miracle Worker.
Text 2. Charles Blondin.
Charles Blondin was born into a circus family. He was taught to walk on a tightrope when he was 5. In 1859, he became very famous when a high wire was put above the Niagara Falls between America and Canada, and he walked across it. Thousands of people watched him do it. Afterwards, many of them were carried across the water on his back. Blondin sometimes fell from the high wire, but he wasn't killed. He died peacefully in bed in his sleep.
Text 3. Amy Johnson.
Amy Johnson joined the London Aeroplane Club when she was still a schoolgirl. There, she was taught how to service planes, and she was introduced to a pilot called Jim Mollison, who held the record for a flight to Australia. In 1930, Amy tried to beat his record. She didn't succeed, but she was still the first woman to fly to Australia. When she returned, she and Jim Mollison were married. Amy was very popular, and a song was written about her. Amy, Wonderful Amy. Her death is a mystery. During the war, in 1941, she and her aeroplane disappeared into the sea.